Wally Rose with the Down Home Jazz Band on the 1993 CD Back to Bodega, which included another founding member of the Yerba Buena Band, Bob Helm on clarinet. Here's Wally again on the radio series Music in the Air, hosted by Peter Minton, and we're about to hear one of his and my favorites, the Hothouse Rag.
Oh, Peter, you've been playing numbers from my record albums, and I thought it might be a good idea if I really played something here in person, so I've chosen to play a number by Paul Pratt called Hothouse Rag.
Wonderful. Wally, you're very generous with your time and talent to not only come and share your wealth of knowledge with us today, but to actually play a solo live in the studio at KALW.
Thank you, Peter. You're very kind.
So thank you very much for joining us on Music in the Air, and look forward to hearing you again soon.
Before we move on, let's give a listen to Peter Minton's wonderful theme song, Music in My Fingers.
Music in my fingers when I wake up till I go to bed. Starting in my fingers, going to my head. Rhythm in my elbows, that's my makeup. I was born that way. Rhythm in my elbows, and I don't mean maybe. I get warm at the beat of those drums. I'm in form when I'm snapping my thumbs. I'm not normal when anyone hums. Hi, di, di, dum, dum, dum. Music in my fingers seems to take up every melody. Music in my fingers makes a fool of me.
What a great theme song, Music in My Fingers. Peter Minton with guest Wally Rose, who played the terrific Hothouse Rag. Minton's Music in the Air was heard in San Francisco in the early 80s, and I'll be sharing more clips of that when we get to the third and final episode of Wally Rose and the Rebirth of Ragtime on jazz, rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, hot jazz, and occasionally even a little ragtime. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. It's no small thanks to Wally Rose that today there is a thriving community of ragtime enthusiasts worldwide staging festivals, writing books and magazine articles, and generating radio programs, websites, and CDs dedicated to exploring this nearly lost American musical treasure. Ragtime is a specific music, not to be confused with jazz. It was a syncopated predecessor of jazz, popular between around 1899 and 1917, generally published as sheet music, and usually played on piano, often player pianos, but sometimes by larger orchestras and bands. Shortly after Wally died in 1997 at the age of 84, I taped a discussion with Peter Klute about Wally Rose. And I think Peter gives us a vivid picture of Wally, having been a friend and protege. Here's a bit of Peter Klute, featured during a broadcast with the Turk Murphy Band in the late 50s. This is Dave Radlauer talking with Pete Klute. Pete played, of course, piano with the Turk Murphy Band for many, many years.
29 years.
And was a student of Wally Rose.
I studied with Wally a couple of years before I graduated from Stanford. I started with him probably about 1953 and went on until Turk hired me to take Wally's place in his band.
And why was Wally leaving the band?
Wally had made a sojourn to New York City with Turk's band, and the band was very popular, and Turk wanted to travel. Wally, in turn, didn't want to travel, so he told Turk that he couldn't travel, and Wally always took care of his mother, and his mother was probably in her 60s then, and lived with him. Wally just wanted to stay around San Francisco. I'd written him a letter, and I requested ragtime piano lessons, and he wrote me a nice letter back saying that he didn't teach ragtime, that all he taught was classical music. So at that point, I just shelved it. Then, probably a few months later, I went to hear the Firehouse Five, and I went down there, and Wally was sitting in on piano, so that was the first time that I'd heard him.
Did you get to approach him on that occasion?
No, I was too shy.
Now, when you were in college, were you majoring in music or something else?
No, economics and labor relations, and I minored in history. When I was through with college, I majored in bar rooming.
Barroom piano?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Pete Klute at the piano and Jelly Roll Morton's great tune, The Pearl.
So you were informally studying, getting ideas from Wally. What had your formal training been before that?
Well, I was raised in a very proper family. My mom died when I was born, and my dad lived with my grandmother, and she was a very proper San Francisco family. And in those days, at the age of about four, you had to learn something. I started taking piano lessons when I was about 4 and a half, and I kept taking those until I went to college, I guess. So I had a good background on piano, except I didn't have the finesse that Wally taught me.
I know he felt that a good classical background was very important for ragtime music.
Well, ragtime music is to a great degree classical in nature. The best ragtime players and the people such as Scott Joplin and James Scott, Joseph Lamb, wrote, and it's very precise. And if you hear recordings of it, it originally was dance music, and it had to have a beat. At least that's the way that Waters and Turk and myself look at the music. Thank you.
Charlie Rose from his now reissued Ragtime Classics CD. That was from the vinyl. Top Liner Rag. And before that, the Cascades Rag from a rare 78 from around 1950. Again, Wally Rose was more than just a ragtime specialist. He played a crucial role in the traditional jazz revival of bands like Yerba Buena, Turk Murphy, and Bob Scobie. In fact, jazz writer Philip Elwood recalls Rose once performing a Ravel concerto with the San Francisco Symphony, and then later that evening, playing his regular gig with the Bob Scobie Jazz Band at Oakland watering spot Victor and Roxy's. Here's Rose with Bob Scobie's band, or at least its rhythm section, the Grizzly Bear. This is from a rare Trilon 78 from the early 50s. Rose was a delightful guy, a skilled musician, and helped revive interest in both ragtime and classic early jazz. His researches and recordings led many to rediscover the joys of ragtime music, an American musical treasure in its own right, which was almost completely lost in the decades before World War II. As this series continues, we'll be hearing more of his superb ragtime piano and delectable treasures from rare discs, broadcasts, and unissued performances. My special thanks to public station KALW and Peter Minton, record collector Dick Wahlberg, and of course to the late Peter Clute for his recollections of Wally Rose. Jazz Rhythm is produced by Rhythm Productions, providing professional audio preservation and restoration services. The Jazz Rhythm website is www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Thank you. Red Pepper Rag, composed by Henry Lodge, and The Grizzly Bear, rare 78s of ragtime pianist extraordinary Wally Rose. Here's one of Wally's finest recorded efforts, a delicate and remarkably sensitive performance of one of the most elegant of Scott Joplin rags, Euphonic Sounds. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Wally Rose and the rebirth of ragtime. Thanks for listening.